Okay, we're going to start here on the bottom of Yudah Aleph Amud Bet by the two dots. Rabbi Lezer Mer Lechayin. Rabbi Lezer in our Mishnah said that it's not sufficient with one lechi, you need a second lechi. As we mentioned yesterday, it's unclear as to what Rabbi Lezer's opinion is. Yibayluhu, Rabbi Lezer Lechayin v'korake amar. Does he require two lechis plus a korah? Odom Lechayin below korake amar. Or does he simply mean that two lechis would suffice? Tashma. It's a case where Rabbi Eliezer went to visit his student, Rabbi Yossi ben Preda. So the Tosefta, the Ublin place that his student was the Rav. And he found him sitting in a mavui where there was only one lechi. Amarlo b'ni, I said lechi acher. Put up another lechi. Amarlo lechi l'sotmo ani tzarich. Do I have to close it out? I mean, that fourth side is going to be totally closed off. Amarlo yisateim, uma b'kach. Why not? Let it be closed off. And what's the big deal? Now, Amar Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, which is in the Tosefta, the Girsa, if you look in our Tosefta, isn't so clear, but it's the next piece in the Tosefta. It's not necessarily connected to what we brought. But it's the next halach on the Tosefta, which is Amar Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Unechluku Beit Shemai uBeit Hillel amavui shu pachot mi'arba amot she'enu tzarich klum. If a mavui that's less than 4 amot wide doesn't need anything at the end. Ama nechluku arachav mi'arba amot vi'ad eser, between 4 and 10 amot she'Beit Shemai omrim lechi v'kora uBeit Hillel omrim o lechi o kora. So that's the end of that next piece of the Tosefta. Now the Gemara goes back to come to the conclusion about this story of Rabbi Eliezer. Dani mi'at, b'chidu sotmo ani tzarich. Says in the Tosefta, when he's talking to his student, do I have to seal off the end of the mavui? He amart bishlama lechayim v'kora. If you say that he requires both two lechis and a korah, shemachi amar b'chidu sotmo ani tzarich. That's why he is querying his rav and saying, do I really need to seal it off? Because then it would be sealed off. You'd have a lechi on both sides, a korah on top. It's as if the end is sealed off. If you said simply that he had two lechis over there, but no korah, what does it mean to seal it off? It's not sealed off. It's still open on the top. You can just modify it, amend it to say that, do I need to seal it off with lechayim, meaning from the ground level? That would be as if it's sealed off if you have two lechis there. So we have no proof from this little story in the Tosefta. So I'm Amar. So now the Gemara leaves this and moves on to that next piece quoted in the Tosefta, which is Amar Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Unechluku Beit Shemai Beit Hillel amavui shepachot me'arba amot. They didn't argue about something that's less than 4 amot. She'enu tzarich klum. Va'anan t'nan. Don't we have in our Mishnah Mishum Rabbi Yishmael Amar Tamid Echad Lifnei Rabbi Akiva? So there was a Tamid who's quoting Rabbi Yishmael before Rabbi Akiva. And he said, "Lo nechlegu beit shemai beit hillel amavui shu pachot me'arba amot shunitar obelechi obekora." That it's under 4 amot. Everybody agrees that it's either a lechi or a korah. Above 4 amot, Rabbi Shmuel says, "There's the machloket beit shemai beit hillel." But our Mishnah does not say you get velo klum, that there's nothing under 4 amot as opposed to the sefta. Sam Ravashi hachi kamar enu tzarich lechi v'korah ki beit shemai. That's what's meant by the Tosefta. When the Tosefta says that you don't need anything, and it's tzarich v'lo klum, that doesn't mean literally nothing. It just means you don't need all the other things that are mentioned later on, which are the opinion of Beit Shammai that you need both, or the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer that you need two lechayin. It's simply everybody agrees to like Beit Hillel, similar to our Mishnah, that you only require o lechi o korah when it's under 4 amot. Vikamo. So what is the minimum size, minimum width, minimum size of a mavui that would still require a lechi or a korah? Amar Rav Achali or Achalai, v'itema Rabbi Chio ad arba'a, until 4 tefachim. So we saw that yesterday that the minimum size of a doorway is 10 tefachim high, 4 tefachim wide. So 4 tefachim is the minimum size that's still considered to be a doorway and would require a lechi or a korah. So based on this, there would be 4 tefachim until 4 amot, where everybody would agree that you put a lechi or a korah. Then after 4 amot, you'd have a three-way machloket, which is Beit Hillel saying it's still a lechi or a korah, Beit Shammai saying lechi and korah, and Rabbi Eliezer saying shnei lechayim, that you put on 2 lechis above that point. Amar Rav Sheshet, Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah Ba'aba, Amar Rav. Modim chachamim le Rabbi Eliezer, Bipasei chatzer. The Chachamim agree to Rabbi Elazar when we're talking about the boards or the edges of a chatzer. And then Rav Nachman Amar, Halacha ke Rabbi Eliezer bepasei chatzer. Halacha is like Rabbi Eliezer when it comes to pasei chatzer. Pasei chatzer are when you have a breach in the wall of the chatzer, and if you have that breach, then you need to not only have a lechi or a korah, but you have to have on both sides, you have to have some sort of indentation. We had this before with the chatzer ktana and the chatzer gdola. When the wall broke down between them, for the chatzer gdola, you needed a space on both sides. And that's why we were saying either it's 3 and 3 tvachim, 4 and 2 tvachim, but there has to be a pas, has to be a board on both sides of the chatzer in order for it to be considered an opening. So opposed to a mavoi, at the mavoi where you have 3 walls and the 4th wall is completely open, then you just put a lechi there or a korah, and that solves the problem for the 4th side. For chatzer, on the 4th side, if there was something broken down on the 4th side, you would have to put up 2 lechis. You'd have to have an indentation, an enclosure coming in from both sides of the chatzer in order for it considered to be a doorway or an opening on that spot. The Gemara will later discuss why there's a difference between a mavui and a chatzer and why the din should be different. So here the Gemara says, the modim, the chachamim, to Rabbi Lezer, b'pa chatzer. And Rav Nachman says, the loch is like Rabbi Lezer, b'pa chatzer. I'm Rav Nachman, Yitzhak, man modim. Who is the modim over here? Answer is, Rabbi. Remember we had before, and this is when we discussed the chatzer ktana and the chatzer gdola, Gemara quoted the position of Rabbi, that he required 2 pasim, that there was a machloket tanaim, and Rabbi was the one of the opinion that said that you need 2 pasim when it came to a chatzer, or a wall that was broken down on a chatzer, by the chatzer gdola. That's what the Gemara said. That's why you needed a lechi from both sides, because it's the position of Rabbi. Gemara says, Alocha michlal depligi. So if the alocha is like Rabbi Elezer b'pasei chatzer, or in other words, the halacha is like Rabbi, then it must be that someone argues on him. Man paligalei, who argues on him? The Rabbanon. The Tanya, chatzer niteret b'pasechad. Rabbi Omer b'shnei pasim, that the chatzer requires only 1 pas, according to the Tanakam, according to the Chachamim. Rabbi says that you need 2 pasim. Amar Rabbi Asi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, chatzer tzricha shnei pasim. Chatzer requires 2 pasim. Amar le Rabbi Zeira, the Rabbi Asi, mi amar Rabbi Yochanan hochi. Did Rabbi Yochanan really say such a thing? Va'ha at hu de'amart mishmei de Rabbi Yochanan. Aren't you the one who said the name of Yochanan? Pasei chatzer tzrichim shehei ben dalet. That the minimum size of a pas, the board on the edge of the chatzer, is 4 tvachim. V'chi te'iman. And if you want to suggest arba'a mikan ve'arba'a mikan, what's the big deal? Okay, so Rabbi Yochanan has 2 statements. One statement is, you need 2 pasim by a chatzer. And the other statement is, the size of a pas is 4 tvachim. So if you put those 2 together, then you get that Rabbi Yochanan requires 2 pasim that are each 4 tvachim wide. No problem. We'll just put the 2 together. Problem with that is, Vatani Rav Ada bar Yimi kamei de Rabbi Chanina, Vamrila kamei de Rabbi Chanina bar Papi, Tana be'eser, Ugdola be'chadesrin. Back to the case of the big chatzer and the small chatzer. We said that the width of the small chatzer was 10 amot, and the width of the bigger chatzer was 11 amot. That means that the larger chatzer exceeds the size of the smaller chatzer by 1 amah. 1 amah is 6 tvachim. So you cannot say that Rabbi Yochanan believes that you have 2 pasim, each of 4 tvachim, because that would require a minimum of 8. And it wouldn't work in this case between the chatzer gdola and the chatzer ktana. Kisalek Rabbi Zeira miyame. When Rabbi Zeira came out of the ocean, meaning that he was traveling, he came off the ship, Persha, he explained it, Beruach achat, from one side, Ba'arba'a, then you need 4 tfachim. Ishtei ruchot, from 2 sides, Mashu lekan, Umashu lekan. You need a little Mashu on this side, a little Mashu on that side, and that is sufficient. So this arba'a tfachim is only when you're using a pas on one side. If you're using pasim on both sides, then you're okay with a mashahu. Now over here, the question is, who is Rabbi Yochanan making a statement in this explanation of Rabbi Zeira? Is this explaining Rabbi? Or is this explaining the Chachamim's position? So if you look at Rashi, Rashi says, Rabbi Yochanan aliba de Rabbanan kamar. That Rabbi Yochanan speaking in the position of the Rabbanan. The pas, the kamri Rabbanan, arba'at vachimhu. According to the Rabbanan, that pas, the 1 pas, they argue on Rabbi. Rabbi says, you need 2. And the Chachamim say, you need 1. So here, Rabbi Yochanan, according to the Rabbanan, says, that pas has to be 4 tvachim. Ubishne ruchot sagi bishne mashuim. And on the two edges, it's sufficient with two little mashus. That's the way Rashi views it. Rashi views Rabbi Yochanan as qualifying or modifying the Chachamim's position, Rabbanan's position. Whereas Tosafot says that, Udolo kaperish akuntris. Rashi's wrong here. Sheperish besamuch meruach achat, bedalid, mishte ruchot mashulukan u mashulukan, davi ki Rabbanan. That's not like the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan sagi ba pas achad. The Rabbanan say you only need one pas. Umashu. And a mashu would be sufficient. Kedipirashnu, as we explained above. Elikarabi ati, tahochi hilchata. Yochanan explaining or qualifying Rabbi's position because the halacha is that way. We just saw Rav Nachman paskin like Rabbi Lezer bepasei chatzer, which is basically the equivalent of paskining like Rabbi. Those would ask why he didn't just say halacha karabi. The answer is because Rabbi got his position from Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer is really the source. So he says halacha karabi Eliezer bepasei chatzer. And based on that, Rabbi Yochanan is telling us, how does Rabbi work? How does this two pasim work? So he says, according to Rabbi, if you have a pas arba'a on one side, then you need nothing on the other side, or you have two mashu'in on either side. And this is all in the position of Rabbi. It's machloket Rashi and Tosafot as to whether Rabbi Yochanan is modifying the Rabbanon, or modifying Rabbi. Tosafot believes that it's gotta be Rabbi because Hachi Yochuto. That is the Halacha, and therefore it makes more sense that Rabbi Yochanan is telling us the position of Rabbi. V'adetani adabravime Rabbi hi, v'savrala ki Rabbi Yossi. And therefore now we can go back and explain Rav Adabravime. We already said this earlier in the Gemara, that the case by the Chatzer Gdola and the Chatzer Ktana, where the Gdola exceeds the Ktana by one Amma, that was Rabbi. And it's Rabbi according to Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi who says you need two pasim, and Rabbi Yossi who says the minimum size of a pas is three tvachim. So if you do that, you add those two together, you have two sides, two pasim, plus each pas must be three tvachim. You add those two together, you get six tvachim, you get an Amma in excess of the Chatzer Ktana. That's what we had said above. But by explaining it this way, we understand where this came from. That's a good question. Pasei Chatzer, the top Tosfot. He says here, V'kasha, T'gabi mavoi nakad lashon lechi, V'gabi chatzer nakad lashon pas, B'kulish maitik. Anytime you're talking about a mavoi, they use the word lechi. Every time you use a chatzer, they use the word pas. Avogab d'shnehem mashu. They're both just a little piece, whatever it is. So he says, they're basically synonymous. It's just one is a terminology that's used by a chatzer, and one's a terminology that's used by a mavoi. So there is no real difference between them. Although, I would just say in general, pas really indicates something longer. Lechi can be used even mashu. When the Gemara usually says pas, it means a board, it means wider than a mashu. Tosafot's question is arising from the fact that we just said here that pas echatzer means mashu on both sides. So once you have a pas mashu, why can't you just call it a lechi? So he says that the term pas is used by chatzer and lechi is used by a mavui. But otherwise, there is no real difference between them. All right, Amar Rav Yosef, Amar Rav Yehuda. Amar Shmuel, chatzer niteret v'pas echad. By a chatzer, you only need one pas. Amar le Abai, the Rav Yosef, umi Amar Shmuel halchi? Did Shmuel really say this? V'amar le Shmuel le Rav Chananya bar Shila, at lo tavid uvda, you should not do anything when it comes to a chatzer, ela oberov dofen. Either you have to have majority of the wall there on that side, o b'shnei pasin, or you have to have an edge on both sides. So Amar le, v'ana lo yadana, says, I don't know what he said. The uvda havo. I just know about this case. It was a case, bidora deruuta. We had this already, dora deruuta, it's spelled with an aleph there, but which this was the shepherd's village that we saw before. Lashon yam, hanichnas lechatzer. There was a lashon, means a tongue of the river, the ocean, came into the chatzer. The reason it's called a tongue is because it's shaped like a tongue. There was a breach on the outer wall of the chatzer that faced the water. And so then the water comes into the chatzer. When water comes into a chatzer, it moves in towards a point, like the shape of a tongue. So you have a lashon yam and nichnas chatzer, and they came to Rav Yehuda to ask what they have to do. And he only required one pass. So he's assuming that Rav Yehuda's din came from Shmuel. Because again, we've had this before. Rav Yehuda's a Talmud of Rav and a Talmud of Shmuel. So assuming that he got this psak from Shmuel, so that's Rav Yosef says, I just know that there was a case. And in this case, Rav Yehuda paskin pas echad. Says back to him, wait a minute, you're trying to bring a proof from Lashon HaYam. How can you bring a proof from Lashon HaYam? Water, there's a special kula that Chachamim put by water. In order that people should be able to draw water on Shabbos and not have a problem of moving from a Carmelite to a Reshut HaYachid, They created certain kulot to allow people to draw water. When you have a hanging mechitza, basically you have a framed out square, that is a tefach deep, four tefachim deep, that square, and it's hanging from like a window. You have outside your window, you have this square that sits there. So if you looked out the window, you'd be able to see this square and you'd be able to drop a bucket through that square. Rabbi Tavla asked Rav, Chitza tluya, mahu shetatir b'churva? When you have a destroyed area, a destroyed house, and you have this hanging mechitza, is that sufficient to allow you to draw things or bring things up into the house from underneath that area? Amalei, ein mechitza tluya, mataret ela b'mayim. That water is the only place where you have a dispensation to draw with that type of mechitza. Basically, we'll get to this later in the Masechta, but for drawing water, you can have this hanging square that sits outside the window. You can drop your bucket into the river outside the window, pull the water up from there, and bring it into the house. Even though the water is technically a karmelit, and the house is a reshut yachid, that mechitza tzluya, which is either a tefach deep or four tefachim deep, then you can draw the water in, and anything under it is considered reshut yachid. So that mechitza tluya, we only apply that dispensation by water, drawing of water by nowhere else. Kalu shekilu chachamim b'mayim. It's a kula by water. So water is not a proof because water has its own dinim. It has its own rules. So based on that, you can't bring me a proof from lishon hayam. Mikol makom kasho. We still have an issue in terms of the position of Shmuel. In lishon hayam, we dealt with. But you still had two statements. You have Amar Yosef, Amar Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Chatzer Niteret v'Pchas Echad. That's one statement. And then we have Abaye bringing the statement from Amar Shmuel, the Rabbi Hananya, Bar Shila, Lo Tavid, Uvda, Elo Bo Uvda, Ofen, O B'Shnei Pasim. So you have within Shmuel, we still have something we need to reconcile. The one thing with that case law, that we don't have to reconcile because that's Lashon Hayam. That's something that's outside of this question. Kiyata Rav Papa, Rav Huna, Breid, Rav Yeshua, Mibei Rav, Kirshua. They came from the base medrash of Rav, they explained it. Miruach achat ba'arba. On one side, you need four tefachim. B'shtei ruchot. On two sides, it's a mashulukan or mashulukan. Similar to what we saw from Rabbi Zeira before, that it depends. If you have one pass of four tefachim, you only need one pass. If you have two mashus, then you need two pasim. Amar Rav Papa, but Rav Papa says, Ikashali, hakashali. If you want to find a problem with Shmuel, this is the problem. Damar le Shmuel or Rav Hananya bar Shila, at lo tavid uvda ela b'rov dofen, o b'shnei pasim, lamali rov dofen. Why do I ever need the majority of a wall? Because, b'pas arba'a, sagi. No matter what, four tefachim is sufficient. If four tefachim is sufficient, then why does rov of the wall ever matter? The most you need is four tefachim on one side. Rov dofen should not have any significance here, because it's either a mashu on either side, or four tefachim on one side. V'chi teima, my rov dofen. So this case, it happens to be b'dofen shiva, that the wall is seven tefachim long. So it just happens to be that in this case, the rov dofen turns out to be four tefachim. That's just one unusual case. The ba'ar ba'avalei rov dofen, because then it'll turn out that four tefachim is the rov dofen. Lamali arba. If you only have a seven tefachim wide wall, then you don't even need four tefachim. Bishlosha umashu usagi. Then with three and a little more, it is sufficient. Because once you do three and a little more, then you have less than four tefachim on the other side. Less than four tefachim, we just said before, it doesn't require a lechi. We said, where do you start having to put a lechi there? That's only from four tefachim and above. So here, if you take a wall that is seven tefachim, and you have a pas that is three and a third, or three and a little bit, then whatever's left over is less than four tefachim, it won't require anything. So then that can't be the explanation. It can't be a wall of seven tefachim, and therefore the rov dofen is four. You won't need four in that case. You only need three in a little bit. Damar av achle vitem rav yichil ard arba. That when do you start a mavoi? A mavoi starts from four tefachim. So iva yitema kan bichatzer kan bimavoi. Don't mix up a chatzer and a mavoi. Two different dinim. Completely different dinim. Because a mavoi has a requirement that it's arko yoter mirachbo. We saw this before. Its length must be greater than its width. And its length being greater than its width, then you always, wherever that opening is, you're going to be dealing with a narrow side. A chatzer can be squared out. And because it can be squared out, we're going to have a higher threshold in terms of the gapping over there. So in terms of a mavoi, yes, under four tefachim won't require anything. But that's because the nature of a mavoi being long. So they render four tefachim, we don't need to take care of. A chatzer, which is a much squarer area, maybe over there, the four tefachim would not be the din. That Rav Achli's din is actually a machloket tanaim, as to whether four tefachim is the minimum. Do we say that under four tefachim still requires lechi or korah? Up to four tefachim, you don't need anything. So we know that we had that statement from Achlai, but may have a machloket about it. And that's what the Gemara suggests over here, that this is not such a simple statement. Okay, so Tana Rabbanan, the Gemara goes back here to discuss Lashon Yam, this breach of water into the Chatzer. Anichnas Chatzer, Ein Mimalim Hemenu Bishopat, Elim Ken Yeshlo Mechitza Gvoa Yutfachim, that you can only fill from that water that breached the wall of the Chatzer, if there is a Mechitza that is 10 Tvachim high, Bamed Vayim Amorim, when do you need 10 Tvachim high? Shepir Tzato Biyoter, now our Gemara has Me'asara here, which would be the wrong Girsa. All the Rishonim here say we're talking about Amot. When we're dealing with Amot, it should be a female conjugation, so it should say Me'asara Amot. So, even though our Gemara says Me'asara, and then again says Aval Asara, which would seem to imply Tefachim, all the Rishonim explain it as Amot over here. Might have been that when they were copying the Gemara, it had Yud here, and when they opened it up, they made it into Asara instead of Eser. But it seems to me that the proper girsa should be eser, which is v'medor imoyim shepir tzato biyoter miyeser. That's true when you have a greater than 10 amot wide gap. Remember again, up to 10 amot is considered to be a doorway. So beyond 10 amot, you need a pass. You need a board that is 10 tefachim high, which is a mechitza, that closes up the chatzer until it's less than 10 amot. So that's what you need. But aval eser, if you only have 10 amot there on that side of the chatzer, Ein tzarich klum. You need nothing over there because it is considered to be a doorway. Now Rashi says over here that when the Lashon Yam was nichnas lechatzer, that derech pirtzat hakotel, k'shelo nifratz bimlo'o askinan. We're not dealing where the entire wall fell down. Because if the entire wall fell down, the Gemara couldn't say v'lo klum over here. Couldn't say you don't need anything. Because we just saw before, but a chatzer, the minimum that someone requires is a pas, mashu, on one side. So that can't be the explanation here. So the Gemara can't say, oh, if it's 10 amot wide and the whole wall's gone, that's fine. That's not the case. By chatzer, you need a minimum of a pas on one side. And according to Rabbi, who we paskin like, you'll need a pas on both sides. So she suggests is here, when the wall broke down, there was still a little bit of that edge left over on both sides. The question is, what's the gap between them? So if the gap between them is 10 amot or less, that's a doorway. We don't have to worry about it. If that gap is greater than 10 amot, you have to add in the board that is 10 tefachim high until you make the closure less than 10 amot. Now the Gemara makes a diuk, which is going to run us into trouble, which is, mimalehu delo melmalinan, you can't fill your bucket from the water that's in there that breached the chatzer, ha tultulei mitaltulinan, but you can carry in that area of the chatzer. So you're allowed to carry around this chatzer, you just can't draw water from the yam that breached the wall. So va nifritza chatzer bimlua, no makoma surla. Didn't the wall of the chatzer break down entirely? And it broke down entering into an area which is asur. The river or the yam that's outside is a carmelite. And you now have a chatzer who is lost, a wall facing a carmelite. And again, when we say bimlua, it doesn't mean entirely. Rashi again says lavdafka. But anything that's more than 10 is called milua. That's what Rashi says. Anything more than 10 amot is considered to be a breach. Over here, the Gemara says you only have to close in the 10 amot breach, or greater than 10 amot breach, to fill water from the river, or from the yam. But, if you didn't want to fill water from the yam, and you simply want to carry in your chatzer, you wouldn't need anything. Even though you have a breach that's greater than 10 amot. Why is that? How can that be? The Gemara says, hocha, b'mayaskinen, what are we dealing with here? D'itle gidude. That there's still remnants of the original wall that are there. What does that mean, the remnants of the original wall? Rashi claims, mashinishar mina pirza begovasara. There's still a 10 tefachim high part of the wall there. Just, avalayam kisau, it's covered by the water. The water overran the wall. Part of the wall fell. But the other, you have another part of the wall that's underwater. You have a 10 tefachim wall that is underwater. And that wall underwater will become the wall of the chatzer. So that'll be the wall of the chatzer. You'll be allowed to carry around the chatzer. But you won't be allowed to draw the water when it's greater than 10 amot wide. Even though it's greater than 10 amot wide, it's really not 10 amot wide because you have this underwater wall. That's only good enough for carrying in the chatzer and not for drawing water. Tosafot right away asks, how could you differentiate? Why is there a difference? If it's a good enough wall to make the chatzir mutar, then it's a good enough wall to allow you to draw water from the yam over there. Or the other way around. If it's not good enough to fill water, then it's not good enough for the chatzir. You gotta be consistent. Tosafot here quotes Rashi, Perish Rashi, and then he gives four alternative explanations for the itleg dude over here. So the first one he says, "Yesh lamar hachi perusho miluihu dlo mimalinan perush dasur the tatel mibait the chatzer." He says, when you talk about milui, we're not talking about mimalei to fill the bucket in the water there, but milui means the ability to carry from the house to the chatzer. And the reason it calls it milui is because the ikar tashmish from the chatzer to the bayit is the filling of water. That's the main reason you go out to the chatzer to go bring something back to the house is for water filling. Tosfot says that from the house to the chatzer and the chatzer to the house, you will not be allowed to carry. But within the chatzer itself, you will be allowed to carry. Why? So he says, because ileg dude, because of this broken wall there. Vinikeret michitza lebnei chatzer. The bnei chatzer who are close to the edge can see that broken wall that is under the water. So therefore, they're allowed to carry in the chatzer because they notice or know that there's a fourth wall there. The people in the house can't go back and forth to the chatzer because from the house, it's not discernible or noticeable that there is that fourth wall there. That's Tosfot's first explanation for this Gemara. Then he brings the Rivan. Rivan says, "Mefresh demari b'chatzer shenifritza me'erev Shabbat." A case where the chatzer broke down in Erev Shabbat. But the water overflowed the wall only on Shabbat. Since it was already mutar on Erev Shabbat, or when you came into Shabbat, now that the water poured over it, we're not going to change that status. So the fact that you can carry around the chatzer, that is already mutar from the beginning of Shabbat, and that won't change on Shabbat. But to draw water, that you can't do, because that's something that changed on Shabbat itself. The water burst through on Shabbat itself, that we won't allow you to draw from, because hutra. Misha hutra hutra, that is allowed by something that was already mutar. Here, the water wasn't there on Erev Shabbat, therefore we won't allow you to draw from the water. That's answer number two. Answer number three is the Rashbam and the Rabbeinu Tam. The Rashbam and the Rabbeinu Tam explain what is the Itle Gdudei. Gdude doesn't mean a leftover piece of the wall like we saw before. The Gemara used this by Rav Ami Bravasi. Ile Gdude was there was a leftover piece of broken wall at the bottom. But Gdude means a bank. That this water has embankments to it that are 10 tfachim high. So the water came in, and when it came in, it dug a ditch or a hole into the chatzer, and by doing so it left embankments that are 10 tfachim high. By doing that, now there's actually a mechitza between the chatzer and the water. The 10 tfachim high doesn't have to be high, it can also be down. So those embankments will act as a mechitza, the fourth mechitza for the chatzer. So therefore the chatzer is mutar to carry in. The yam you can't take from because it's a separate reshut. The water is in another reshut and it's attached to the main water body, it's a karmelit. So you can't draw from the water into the chatzer, but the chatzer itself remains mutar, because it's a separate area, it's a separate entity because of the 10 tefachim embankment between it and the water. And the last explanation that Tosfot brings is Sar Mikutzi, Fresh Tachi Perusho, Miluihu Dulo Mamlinan, Hu Adin Tiltu. That you can't fill the water and you can't carry there. So why did it is put Milui? Because the Brayta says, Ema Malin, Aval Tutule Metaltinum, Imalchulahem Hamayim. It's only if the water receded afterwards. So if the water, while the water is still there, you can't draw from the water and you can't carry in the chatzer. If the water recedes and is no longer there, then you can carry in the chatzer. Why can you carry in the chatzer? Deed like dude, because there was a still leftover wall. Like Rashi explained, that leftover wall that was covered by the water, that wall is still there. While it's covered by the water, it causes you a problem. And you can't draw from it, and you can't carry in it. If the water recedes, then the wall then again becomes a mechitza, and you can carry within the chatzer. That was a Sar Mikutzi. Tosfot asks your question, Vim Tomar, Amaya Sur Hachal Malot. Why can't you draw water here at all? Because Aktani b'Tosefta Perikvav, Tosefta here, as well as the Gemara later on in the Masechta, says that a wall underwater is a good wall for drawing water. That having an underwater wall is sufficient in order to draw water. And based on that, then what's even the question of the Gemara over here that you can't be Mamale? Alma afagav de'im mechitzani keret mimalim hemenu. Later on, the Gemara seems to indicate, even though you can't see a wall, then you can draw water from it. Shema yesh lomar dahatim shemichitzot asuyot l'shemayim adifim megduya dey dahacha. Those are the only explanations to say that those mechitzot were specifically made underwater to start with, and therefore they work. Over here, the water overran the mechitza, so maybe it's no good. That's the only thing Tosafot can explain, and that's why all of these explanations are difficult, because an overrun wall should function as a perfect mechitza. It shouldn't be a problem with mechitza at all. So then, the Ritzbah perish Rashi. Here Tosafot brings the fifth explanation, which is like Rashi. Dileg dudei avayam kiso. It has a wall, but the water covered it. Ulahachi lo memalinan. Duma azio dili leidach kiso. A problem with drawing the water is there's no longer a demarcation of where you can draw from. The bucket, when you put it into the water, might float past that wall because there's no clear demarcation because the wall is underwater. So we don't want to let you to draw the we'll allow you to draw the water because maybe your bucket will float outside of the wall. For the chatzer, no problem. You can carry around because that's not affected. We know where the end of the walls are. We know where the end of the line is. And that'll be the difference over here. So explain like Rashi that it's the wall is covered over, and the difference being whether it's obvious when you're drawing the water where the demarcation is or not. It just also explains that when the Gemara says if it's less than 10 amot, you can draw water. That's because when it's less than 10 amot, the edges of the doorway give you an indication of where it ends. I mean that when it's wider than 10 amot, then you need the underwater wall to show you where the end is. But when it's less than 10 amot, you have the edges of the doorway that give you the demarcation line, and then we don't worry about it. Okay, now the Gemara continues. Amar Rav Yehuda, mavoi shelo nishtatfu bo. You have a mavoi where they did not do a shituf mivaot. Shituf mivaot means that they joined together to make it into a single ownership. Again, something that we'll get to later in the Masechta. Hechshero belechi. Then all you need is a lechi. Hazorek letocho chayav. And then if someone throws from a shuter abim into this mavoi, there'll be chayav. Hechshero bekorah. On the other hand, if he put a korah at the end, zorek letocho patur. Someone who throws from a shuter abim into this area will be patur. So here, the difference of how he demarcates the fourth side. If he demarcates the fourth side with a lechi, or does he demarcate the fourth side with a korah? With one of them, he makes it into a shuti yachid, and the other one, he does not make it into a shuti yachid. Matgilav Rav Sheshit. Taimo delo nishtatfu bo. The whole problem here is that they didn't make a shituf mivot. Ha nishtatfu bo. There, if they put a shituf mivot, afil echshro bikorah nami chayav. If they put a korah there, then he'd also be chayav. This loaf of bread, which makes it into the share ownership between all the parties of the mavoi, that changes it from shute rabim to shute yachid. Let's be honest, this is all a din derabanan. The whole idea of shute mavot is a din derabanan. Midoraita, the status of the mavoi should be the same whether or not they made a shituf mivot. Shituf mivot is an invention midorabanan in order to prevent people from thinking you can carry from Rishut HaYechid into Rishut HaRabim, because you carry from the Bayit or the Chatzer into an area that has joint ownership where there are multiple people. So in order not to make that mistake, we create a joint ownership through the loaf of bread, the shituf mivot. But that's all an institution derabanan. So how can the institution derabanan change whether a korah makes it into a Rishut HaYechid or not a Rishut HaYechid midoraita? Vatanya, chetzirot shel rabim, umivaot she'inan mifulashim. When it comes to a chatzir that is used by rabim, rabim here means that there are multiple houses opening up into this chatzir, or you have a mavoi, she'inu mifulash, that's closed on three sides and open on the fourth side. Ben irvu, whether they made an eruv for the chatzir, or the mavoi would be a shituf. Ben lo yirvu, whether they did not make an eruv, azurek tochan chayav. You throw something of Rishut Rabim into these areas, they are a bona fide Rishut Yachid midoraita. Midoraita, a chatzer is a Rishut Yachid. Midoraita, a mavui she'en muflash is a Rishut Yachid. The Rabbanan instituted on top of that, in order to carry in these areas, you have to do shituf mavot, or you have to do a eruv chatzerot. But even without that, it's classified midoraita as a Rishut Yachid. So how can you suggest here that there's a difference? Eleitmar hachitmar. If you want to make a statement in the name of Rav Yehuda, this is what you have to say. I'm Rav Yehuda. Mavoi she'eno ra'ui l'shituf. A mavoi in which you could not make a shituf mivot. So then, echshero belechi, v'azorek l'tocho chayav. And if you throw in that area, you'll become chayav. Echshero bekorah, If you use a korah, zorek l'tochol patur. Then somebody throws into there, it is patur. What is a mavoy she'enu ri'uli l'shutuf? That's a mavoy ha'mifulash. As opposed to mavoy she'enu mifulash, enu mifulash means it only opens from one side and has three walls. Mavoy mifulash means it's opened on two ends. So if you have a mavoy that's open on two ends where you can't make a shituf, there, whether you close the one side with the lechi or korah will make a difference because you only have two mechitzot now. You're missing the two-end mechitzot. The lechi will make it into three walls, and that'll make it into a reshuta yachid de'oraita. On the other hand, if you put a korah on that third side, that will not close off the third side and will not be a mechitza. Alma kasavar, you can see from this, you can glue this, lechi mishum mechitza, a lechi functions like a mechitza, but korah mishum heker. And the korah is only working as a heker. Because therefore, on the third wall, if you put a lechi, that becomes a mechitza. There's a mechitza there, you have three walls now, and it becomes a reshuta yachid deoraita. On the other hand, if you put a korah on that third wall, the korah is only to indicate or separate between the end of the mavoy and the reshuta rabim, not as a mechitza, but simply as a designation or as a heker, to notice that there's a difference there. But it doesn't function as mechitza, it means you're still left with two walls, and you don't have a reshuta yachid deoraita. Chena marabba, rabba echoed the same sentiments, which is lechi mishum chitza, lechi functions like a mechitza, v'korah mishum heker. And the korah is a din of heker. V'rava amar, echadzeh, v'echadzeh mishum heker. And Rava says they both function like a heker, that there is no distinction between lechi and korah. Etive, Rabbi Yaakov Bravo, the Rovo. So Rabbi Yaakov Bravo asked on Rava's position. Hazarek, the mavoy. Person throws into mavoy. Yesh lo lechi, chayav. He has a lechi there, and he's chayav. Ve'en lo lechi, patur. No lechi is patur. So it's clear from this braita that we're quoting over here that the lechi makes a difference as to whether it's a reshuta yachid or not. Well, that would imply that a lechi is functioning like a mechitza against Rava's position. This is the way to read it. If you have a mavoy that only requires a lechi, meaning that it has three walls already, and the fourth side only requires a lechi, then if you throw into that area, you're chayav, because that's a reshuta yachid deoraita. Lechi is still functioning as a heker, just it already has three walls meet deoraita. Lechi v'davar acher, if you have a mavoy that requires a lechi and something else, what's that? That's a mavoy ha-mifulash. Mavoy ha-mifulash requires a lechi on one side and a tzurat ha-petach on the other side. If that's the case, hazarek l'tochof, you throw into that mavoy patur. Then you're patur because that mavoy doesn't have a third wall de'oraita. It only has two walls de'oraita. It's not telling you what you have there. It's telling you what you need to do to rectify it. If you need only a lechi to rectify it, it's already a reshuta yachid d'oraita, and a lechi is just an institution d'rabbana. If it's a mavoy mifulash, which requires both a lechi and something else to fix it, in that case, what's there is only two walls. If you throw into there, then it's not a reshuta yachid d'oraita. Eitave, is that really true? Yet there are kain, Amar Rabbi Yehuda. We bumped into this already a number of times. We bumped into this in the Gemara in Shabbat, early on in the first parak and Daf Vav. We also bumped into here again in Eruvin, where we said Yeter Al-Kain is a continuation of a Tosefta. The Tosefta is talking about someone who owns two houses on each side of the Reshut Rabim. So the first part of the Tosefta talks about having a bridge from one house across the other house, over the Reshut Rabim, or a bridge across, or balconies that go across, and you can carry underneath those balconies or those bridges. But Yeter Al-Kain, even more so, Rabbi Yehuda says this, that if you have a houses on either side of the Reshut Rabim, he puts a lechi on either side of the opening, meaning the area of the Reshut Rabim. He puts a lechi at one end, a lechi at the other end, and now he can carry between his houses through the Reshut Rabim. Oh, korah mikan, oh, korah mikan. He puts a korah on either end, and he can carry between the lechayim or between the korot through the Reshut Rabim. In that space in between them, he can carry back and forth to his houses. Amrulo, ein marvin reshut rabim bekach. Can't make an eruv, or you can't close off a reshut rabim. So now, two things to say about this. Number one, this is a problem for Rava, because over here, you have two walls on either side, and now you have a lechi that's on either end that's closing it off, and allowing you to carry. So you only have two walls, which is not a reshut yachid d'oraita, and now you're closing off the lechi and allowing the person to cross the reshut rabim with his materials. That means that a lechi is functioning. It's changing something from reshut rabim into reshut yachid according to Rabbi Yehuda. Givego points out that it's not just a problem for Rava, it should be a problem for everybody. Because Rabbi Yehuda over there says you can use either a lechi or a korah. So even a korah is functioning like a mechitza here against the other opinions, like Rava's opinion that korah is mishum heker. Everybody, it should have a problem here. The Gemara brings only on Rava, but it should have brought the question on everyone. Amrulo, the Chachamim respond to me, Mavarim Rishut Arabim Begach. You can't make an Eruv, you can't close off the Rishut Arabim. Over here, it seems that even according to the Chachamim, really requires Shlosh Mechitzot, Midrabanan. But Midoraita, they would agree with him. It's just that they have an institution, the Rabbanan. That's what Tosfot says, that you need to close off the third wall, can't have just two walls. But what you see from here is that Alech is functioning like a Mechitza Doraita. Rava says, no problem. Hatam kasava, Rabbi Yehuda, shtei mechitzot deoraita. Rabbi Yehuda over there is of the opinion that two mechitzot is a din deoraita. Therefore, the lechi is still only acting as a heker, because it's sufficient, according to Rabbi Yehuda, to have only two mechitzot midoraita. That area is a reshut yachid midoraita, according to Rabbi Yehuda.
Rabbi Akiva Eger does note here that he's not sure why the Gemara asked this question at all, or formulated it this way, because it's clear in the Gemara in Shabbat that there is a Tana who argues on Rabbi Yehuda. And if there's a Tana who argues on Rabbi Yehuda because he has two mechitzot, that means that Tana thinks that there are three mechitzot deoraita. And Rova could just hold like that Tana that says that it's three mechitzot. He doesn't have to subscribe to Rabbi Yehuda. Even if you don't think it's the Rabbanon who responded to Rabbi Yehuda, there is at least a Tana that does say that three mechitzot are deoraita. Even though from the Gemara in Shabbat, it sounds like these Rabbanon are the ones that say three mechitzot deoraita. So Rabbi Yehuda leaves us as a tzarachim as to why the Gemara is even asking a question from this position of Rabbi Yehuda. Am Rabbi Yehuda Marav. Mavoy sharko kerachbo. If you have a mavoy whose length and width are equal, Eino nitar belechi mashu, then you can't use a lechi, because it's no longer a mavoy. Because when you're arko kerachbo, it becomes a chatzir. Am rav chir barashi amarav, mavoy sharko kerachbo, eino nitar bekora tefach. You can't use a korah. So both ways, whether it's a lechi or a korah, it doesn't function when you have a square mavoy, because a square mavoy is a chatzir. Am rav zera kama mikuvnan shmaita do desabe. How correct, on the mark, are these memrot of the elders? Kaven darko kerach bo, avalei chatzer. As soon as it's length and width are equal, when it's a square, it's a chatzer. Chatzer ain't only terror. Belechi vikora, elo pasar ba. Alechi or kora don't work in a chatzer. You need that board, a four tvachim board, to work inside of a chatzer. Now there's a little problem in the girsa here, whether it should say arba'a. It should just say ela pas. The word arba'a seems to be based on the conclusion of the Gemara. At this point, he's just saying you need a pas, you need a board. So Amar Ezeira, ikashali or koshali? This is the question I would have had here. Lame. Oh, so there Rabbi Ezeira says, why can't you just say, lehavi hai lechi kepas mashu? This lechi should be the equivalent of a pas mashu. Vinishtare. And it should be mutar. Exactly what you just asked. Didn't we just say that a pas and a lechi are interchangeable? If that's the case, okay, so you called it a lechi. But just call it a pas now. If you call it a pas, then you have what you need. And a pas mashu should suffice over here. So he says, Rabbi Zera forgot. Rabbi Zera slipped from him. Ishtemate hadam rabasiyam Rabbi Yochanan pasi chatzir tzuchim sheben arba'a. That the minimum size of a pas chatzir, when it's on one side, is four tefachim. That's why I said before, when it pas arba'a, that's based on the conclusion of the Gemara. Because Rabbi Zera just quoted that he need a pas four, and then he says, oh, this is my question. Maybe it should just be a pas mashu. Well, if he said it has to be four tefachim, then why is he saying it should be a pas mashu? So obviously that's based on the conclusion of the Gemara, that it has to be four tefachim. But Rabbi Zera probably made the statement, just pas, and then he says, well, let just a plechi be a pas. Where it says, he forgot what Rabbi Yochanan said, that the minimum size of a pas is four tefachim, when you only have a pas on one side. Amar Rav Nachman, naktinan. What is a mavoy that can use a lechi and a korah to be maturit? Kol sharko yeter al rochbo. As long as its length is greater than its width. Ubatim v'chatzirot petuchim l'tocho. And it has houses and courtyards emptying into it. It means here, batim, the houses empty into the chatzirot. And the chatzirot empty into the mavoy. Other places in Shas, Rashi on Daf Kuflamid in Shabbat, as well as later on in our Masech, the Erevin Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph says, it means two houses into each chatzir, and each chatzir empties into the mavoy. You have a minimum of two chatzirot, two courtyards, and each of those courtyards has two houses in it. So that's the way Rashi explains the area well. Here, Rashi says that you need two chatzirot, and one house into each chatzer. So I don't know why Rashi changed over here as opposed to everywhere else in Shas. He says it's two houses. Over here he says it only has to be one house. But let's assume it's two houses into each chatzer, and each chatzer empties into the mavoy. That is called a mavoy. That's the definition of a mavoy. Longer and wider, and it has chatzerot that empty into it, plus houses that enter into the chatzerot. Vezu chatzer, she'ena niter belechi bekorah. What's classified as a chatzer? It doesn't work with a lechi and a korah. Elav pas arba'a. That requires four tefachim pas if you do it on one side.
Kosher mirubat, that is squared out. Anything that is square. Mirubat in agulalo. When you say it's squared out, that means square, yes, circle, no. Why is it relevant whether it's a square? It just has to be that its length is not greater than its width. No, because you could have the width greater than the length. The width is greater than the length, and it's also not a square and not a mavui. No, length is during the side where the wall is broken, where you can enter from. That'll be the lengthwise. So, if its length is greater than its width, if not, then it's a chatzer. How much greater does the length have to be than the width in order to be classified as a mavoi? What's that standard? It has to be twice as long as its width in order for it to be classified as a mavoi. Amalei Rav, Hokika Amar Chavivi. Rav quotes the name of my beloved. Chavivi, whenever Rav quotes Chavivi, it's referring to Rabbi Chia, his uncle. Chia was his uncle, both from his father's side and from his mother's side. So he says, in the name of Rabbi Chia, Afilu Mashu, that the length just has to be greater than the width by a Mashu, and that will be classified as a Mavoi, and not as a Chatzer. We'll stop over here, but that'll be the difference between a Chatzer and a Mavoi. Mavoi requires only Lechi and Korah. Chatzer requires either two lechayim of a mashu like Rabbi Eliezer, that's Rabbi's position, or one pas, or lechi, you can call it whatever you want, that is four tefachim wide on that side that has the opening on it in order to be mutar. Okay, we'll stop over here.